good morning. It's 8:35 here. Welcome to the morning show for a Monday edition. So today, Gemma, we're going to talk about fitness, something probably you and I could use a little bit of help with.
Yes, Greg, definitely, because the fact that we sit all day long isn't necessarily the healthiest for our bodies. And in our studios right now, we're joined by Rod Langstaff from Ballistic Fitness. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Great. And also in our studios, we have the privilege of being joined by Jared Cornish from Chatham Kent Police Services. How's it going today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to have you both here today. So
thank you.
I guess, first of all, let's talk about, so people can envision what we're talking about here. You've got the old building there right by the bridge off Baseline, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're right there, right on the river. We're right-hand turn right before you go over the bridge.
Right. I was just looking at some of the gallery that you have on your website, which is ballisticfitness.ca, by the way, if you want to go check it out. Yeah, I like the way you've incorporated the old industrial look, the brickwork, and all of that stuff with your facility.
Yeah, we made it modern with a lot of old-school stuff in it at the same time. So everybody seems to like the look of it.
Yeah.
It seems to be working really well.
Very good.
So, Rod, tell us a little bit about Ballistic Fitness. What types of people do you guys train with?
Well, we train lots of local people. We also have people that come from Reese's Corners and as far away as Rodney. We train professional athletes from town like Seth Griffith or Jordan Durston, all those guys. We've had people with multiple sclerosis, people in wheelchairs, everyday soccer moms and rec league hockey players, all the way down to like five-year-old kids.
Wow.
So we cover everybody.
Yeah.
That's great.
I guess you do. So the equipment that you work out on, anything you unique inside, Jared, that you like? I guess, you have your typical equipment. That's
it's not
that's
the machines
inside, right?
And stuff that you're used to in your regular gyms. It's more of a platform with free weights and your own body weight movements with that. And if you need more weight, you can add that to it.
Is it the coaching part that's the key that you guys like, the one-on-one?
We do. We do lots of one-on-one and we do lots of classes also.
Okay.
Some people like just that personal time with no distractions kind of thing. And other people like having a team around them, being coached that way also. And with that, we use barbells, we use kettlebells, we use dumbbells, medicine balls, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And I remember actually this past summer I trained with Rod and Joanna, Jared, and I've got to say the variety of different exercises every day, you're never doing the same thing and you're working all those different body parts and muscles. Now, Jared, being a police officer, what do you think is the most beneficial thing that you find helpful with Ballistic Fitness?
Well, much like you, a lot of days I'm sitting around a lot too. So, but given that, I have to be ready at any given time to be engaged in something totally physical, and I have to be ready for that. So it just gives me the confidence and the ability to know that when needed, I can do what I need to do to perform.
Right, right. Fair enough. If they want more information on how to get a hold of Ballistic Fitness, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys? Can they stop by and go on a tour? Can they give a call? What do you prefer?
Any of those options are great. We can Facebook. We have our Facebook page, Ballistic Fitness, email or phone call, or you can just stop right in.
All right. Yeah, the website, again, if you want to take a look at it, is Ballistic Fitness. Ballistic has two L's, Greg, because I tried to spell it earlier with one.
He can talk, but he can't spell.
That's correct. So true. Ballisticfitness.ca if you want to see what they're all about, and you can see some of the photos inside there, too.
And if you head on over to 760 Gillard Street in Wallaceburg, or right on Baseline at the bridge there, you guys just put up that brand new sign.
Yes, we did.
So it's very visible for people to see, and I mean, you can get into the best shape of your life, and that's the thing I like about you guys, along with Joanna, your wife, is it's getting you into the best shape, regardless if you're a student, an athlete, a police officer, you're trying to get off that college weight like myself and saying it for 2 years, maybe I should team up with you guys again, right? So it's good for all ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So before you go, give us one thing we can do today, maybe in our office to help us start working towards getting stronger, better, healthier. What's something that I can do to make myself a little bit better?
Make sure you're drinking lots of water and not sitting for too long. Try to move around, okay? Motion is the best thing for us, okay? So we don't get seized up and age too quickly.
Yeah, you know, it's so true, right? Just going up for a walk, a half-hour walk at lunchtime, if you did that every day, think of the calories you'd burn from
that. Exactly. Maybe Greg and I should do some squats on commercial breaks.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
I don't know if it's going to be.
These windows are way too big for people seeing us squatting in here.
That is true.
We don't need that to happen. All right, Rod Langstaff, Jared Cornish, thanks guys for coming in today.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. And of course, check them out online, ballisticfitness.ca.